This is Audible.
Metal Boxes by Alan Black. Narrated by Doug Tisdale, Jr. Chapter 1. Blackman Stone raced to the hatch at the end of the passageway. The intruder alarm had been wailing for what seemed like hours, and it had taken him too long to get into his standard-issue combat suit. The smoke wafting through the corridors was a sure sign that time was short. Warning lights were flashing faster and faster, reaching a manic pace. He grabbed the manual hatch release and yanked hard. An explosion blew him backwards 30 meters down the corridor, slamming him against a bulkhead. He slowly slid to the deck. A light in the suit's heads-up display was blinking green to let him know that he was still alive. "It is nice to know that the Empire's Navy cares enough about me to let me know I am still alive and can be of some more use to them," Stone thought as he tried to catch his breath. He was 15 years old, and in all of those years, he could not remember his chest hurting this much.
"Get up, Stone! Get moving!"
a voice raged at him through his suit intercom.
"Do you want to get stepped on?"
The voice made it clear that it was not really a question.
"You now have intruders between you and your duty post. Move it, boy!"
"Aye, aye, Senior Chief. I am moving it now," Stone replied. He rolled over and pushed himself to his feet. The combat suit had saved him from serious injury, but he still felt winded and bruised. His ears were ringing, but not from the explosion. The suit had automatically dampened the blast noise to protect his hearing. The suit did not dampen Senior Chief Sosie's deafening gravel-in-a-bucket voice. Stone looked down the passageway. There had been some wisps of smoke in the corridor before, but the smoke was thicker now. He could not see the hatch. The explosion had added to the already swirling mess. He drew his weapon, hoping whoever had put the explosives on the hatch had just set a booby trap for him and had not been blowing the hatch to get into this corridor. He switched the suit visor to thermal, then to radiation, then to multispectral,